to Playhouse in the Morning.
Ready to go.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Are you ready?
Y94.
8:14 in the morning and 55 degrees in Fargo, Moorhead. Going to be 80 and sunny today, though pretty windy. Y94 is the number one hit music station. Home of the Playhouse in the Morning. All kinds of texts from people now over cups. All they're ever going to hear is, you're going to miss me by my taco. Now I'm hungry. All I can think about is eating tacos. So we've got to make a run for the border and shove some Taco Bell in my mouth. Yum. I love the people that text, like, I'm not sure you get it. No, I get it.
No, yeah.
But that, you're gross. I want Taco Bell. You're just gross. This is a family show, weirdo. All right, Tony, what do you want to talk about today?
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for some thoughts here from some other parents that might be listening to the radio show this morning. My 16-year-old daughter, she recently brought a boy over to the house, and she called the guy her boyfriend, and which is fine. And she's a good girl. She does really well in school, and usually she has pretty good judgment. I just don't really want to be specific here, but I honestly don't care for this young man at all. I mean, he was poorly mannered. It was just the way the kid presented himself, and I'm certain too, man. I smelled marijuana all in the kid's hair and on his shirt. But now this is my problem. My wife says if I express any amount of dislike for this kid, you know, it's simply going to drive our daughter closer to him and make her more interested, because that's just the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm asking is, you know, how can I accomplish what I want, which is to keep her away from this kid without accidentally making her life, you know, or have her like him more and make my life miserable. But I just don't know if anybody could give me some feedback here and, you know, maybe help me out. I just don't really know how I can go about doing this. Or what I should say, maybe, you know.
Is it possible that as a dad that maybe you're just being overly judgmental of this kid?
No, because actually I'm really not like that. And I'm really not, you know, nitpicking. But I just, like I said, the kid, just his manners, just the way he spoke and then just the way he, you know, we even had some dinner and just the way his manners were at the table. Like I said, I didn't really want to be specific. But he did. He reeked with you know, I could tell the kid was smelling, you know, smelled like marijuana. And I don't want her hanging, you know, with some kid doing drugs and stuff. And it just didn't seem like he had much on the ball, and she has so much going for her right now. I mean, like I said, she does really well in school. She's a really good student, you know, and I know she can do a lot better than this.
So you would love to drive her away from him, but the second you're like, ugh, that kid, you think, boom, she's in love. She wants him, specifically him, because dad doesn't like him.
Well, yeah, I mean, especially when she's her boyfriend. She usually doesn't even use that word, her boyfriend. So, I mean, she seems like she really cares for this kid. That's what really kind of, you know, just freaks me out, because she's usually not really like that, you know.
You know what? I know that there is countless parents sitting in their cars right now that are like, oh, been there. So we'll chat about it for a bit if you can just listen, okay?
Yeah, please do. I'd really, you know, appreciate some feedback here.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. Tony brings up that interesting, I think, kind of well-known concept of parents, especially dad, doesn't like him. Oh, the daughter really likes him now. But if he really, really, really wants to get rid of this kid, how does he do that without it backfiring on him? Some thoughts at 237 hits, or you can text 35270. We'll talk about it after Macklemore next.
The Y94 Morning Playhouse.
The cure for morning breath.
Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Y94.
Good morning and happy Wednesday. We're the Playhouse. Zero, Rat, and Maggie. Y94 is the number one hit music station. So we're chatting with Tony a few minutes ago, and he goes, you know, my 16-year-old daughter, she brings home this guy, which is not the first time, and usually she's got pretty good judgment, but this kid who she used the word boyfriend for, he's not very well-mannered, kind of a douche, smelled like pot. I didn't care for him. And what I would like to do is drive him away, but I'm concerned because if I show any level of dislike for him, then that might just drive my daughter closer to him, right? Because daddy doesn't like him.
Mm-hmm.
So does anyone have any ideas for me? And that's what he's looking for help for. 237 hits. Or you can certainly text us this morning, 35270. Hi.
Okay, so you know how, like, we all have our annoying friends, you know? Well, what he could do is he could, like, play reverse psychology. And, like, you know how people say, keep your friends close, but your enemies closer? What he could do is, like, I don't know, pretend he likes him, like, really likes him. I'm like, oh, I love this guy. And then, like, he could be like, oh, hey, whatever his name is, you want to go on a fishing trip or a hunting trip. And then let's say they go on the trip and then they're alone and they're doing whatever manly thing they're doing. And then he's like, okay, if you ever talk to my daughter, blah, blah, and just scare the living crap out of him. And then he'll just, like, slowly fade away. But it seems like he likes him, so it's just kind of like reverse psychology. You got to do what they least expect.
Okay, so if the theory is, if Daddy really doesn't like him, she's going to really like him.
Mm-hmm.
You think the opposite would be true if Dad's a huge fan, and she's going to be like, I don't like this kid so much anymore. Maggie, you've been a teenage girl before.
I have.
Well, Rat has been too, but we don't like to talk about that.
Just on Fridays.
Maggie, your thoughts on this one?
I don't know. She's 16. She's going to have, you know, more boyfriends. I remember being in high school and having, I guess I had a long-term boyfriend in high school, so I can't really say that. But
was it Ray?
No.
Darn right it wasn't Ray.
No, it wasn't.
Anyway, your thoughts.
No, I think he just needs to leave it alone. I mean, she's 16. If she's, you know, if she's a good girl, she's going to realize that, okay, this kid's kind of a loser, and let's just end things.
Rat, what are the text clubbers saying?
We've got act like you love him. Have him over for dinner a lot. She'll get uncomfortable and it will end, or you'll influence him. Sorry, Dad, you can't do anything. You just have to trust yourself on how you raised her. She knows who a good person is or isn't. She also needs to make the mistakes and learn from them. Maybe she sees something in him that you don't. Also, somebody pointing out, Dad should get close to the boyfriend and get to know him, and maybe Dad will positively impact the kid's life.
So Tony says, my daughter brings over this guy, she's 16, he's 16, and I just didn't like him. Just did not like him. Poor manners, had nothing going for him, kind of smelled like weed, just didn't like the kid.
Mm-hmm.
What do I do? Don't want to drive her closer. Your thoughts?
Well, what does marijuana have anything to do with this guy being a dumbass? That's my question. I smoke pot every day, and I'm an engineer, and I have always gotten great school grades, average of 3.8. I mean, how does pot have anything to do with this kid being bad? Or the girl hanging out with a guy that does smoke pot, how is that bad?
Well, and you know what, you make your decisions, man, but I'll point out the obvious thing. It is technically illegal, yeah?
Well, depending on what state you're in.
Yeah,
well, I think it is legal.
They're here in North Dakota, yeah. Though.
Well, I'm just saying it is legal in my state. It's about to be legal nationwide here very shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the point of just because of marijuana?
It wasn't
does this guy smoke cigarettes? Does that dad smoke cigarettes? Okay. If he smokes cigarettes, then he's just as bad of a hypocrite.
But you're focusing on one thing. He said he wasn't well-mannered. He was a rude kid. He didn't like him. That was just one part of it.
I hate how people discredit marijuana like that. That's my problem with it.
That's
all I got to say.
You and John Funyan feel very similar, I promise.
Thanks, guys.
All right, we'll talk to you later.
Bye.
All right. Well, I'm not sure that was particularly helpful to the topic at hand, but some more of those texts, Rat.
Somebody points out in the text club, pot is illegal. If he gets busted and she's with him, she could go to jail as well.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody said, had the same issue with my daughter last year. I agree with his wife. If his daughter's a good girl, she'll figure it out. She's too good to be going out with someone who's involved with drugs and is rude. Give her time to figure it out on her own. Honestly, respect her choice. My dad tried getting me to stay away from my boyfriend, who I've been with for 5 years. My dad came to like him, but now he hates my dad. It made my relationship horrible with my dad till this day. We talk maybe once a month, and I used to be a daddy's girl. But if it gets to where she starts smoking, then you have to step in and cut them off.
So, 16 years old, usually has pretty good judgment with things like this, but introduces this boyfriend to the family. He's got bad manners, nothing really going for him, smelt like pot. Dad just really didn't like him. And he recognizes, well, if I express this to her, that might just drive her closer. So, how do I get rid of this kid without it backfiring on me? Any more thoughts at 237-HITS, or if you'd rather, you could text us 35270.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero, Rat, and Maggie.
Everybody ready?
Let's go!
You're the best!
Just like that.
Y94.
Paramore was still into you. Fargo Moorhead's number one hit music station is Y94, playing all the hits. We're Zero, Rat, and Maggie. 8:33 in the morning and 55 degrees here at the Playhouse Studios. It's going to be mostly sunny today. High of 80 degrees and windy, too, with winds reaching 30 miles an hour. So it'll be nice outside, but you might blow away and blow somewhere that it isn't so nice, I suppose. Credit card cash out at 11:20. again this morning. Your next shot at up to $1,000 cash. This morning on the Playhouse, we're chatting with Tony, who said this.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for some thoughts here from some other parents that might be listening to the radio show this morning. My 16-year-old daughter, she recently brought a boy over to the house, and she called the guy her boyfriend, and which is fine. And she's a good girl. She does really well in school, and usually she has pretty good judgment. I just don't really want to be specific here, but I honestly don't care for this young man at all. I mean, he was poorly mannered. It was just the way the kid presented himself, and I'm certain too, man. I smelled marijuana all in the kid's hair and on his shirt. But now this is my problem. My wife says if I express any amount of dislike for this kid, you know, it's simply going to drive our daughter closer to him and make her more interested, because that's just the way she is.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess what I'm asking is, you know, how can I accomplish what I want, which is to keep her away from this kid without accidentally making her life, you know, or have her like him more and make my life miserable?
That's kind of that old idea, right? If dad doesn't like the kid, oh, she's going to really like him then. It's just it's a mental thing. So how does he achieve what he wants to achieve there without accidentally driving her closer? Some more text, guys.
She is 16, not an adult. The dad and mom should openly talk with the daughter and tell her the concerns and tell her she will not be seeing him. Take some parental charge and lay down the law. Too many parents want to let their kids make mistakes and blindly set their kids up for trouble. Cut the trouble off before it starts. Simple. Somebody else says, I was that 16-year-old that rebelled. I got into the wrong crowd, especially the pothead boyfriends. It led me down the wrong road. Ended up getting in trouble with the law over drugs at 18. The girl's going to do what she wants regardless. Also, I'm a father of two daughters. Hit him with your car. Accidentally.
That works. That works. Kind of.
Somebody else says, honestly, it's a phase. It should pass. If this family is as good at personal judgment and confident in how they raise their daughter, things will work their way out. 16, you start dating and you date different kinds of people to teach yourself. Parents stepping in may make it worse. Don't worry until you notice a negative change in your child, then step in and have a talk.
What you thinking? Hi.
Well, I guess I have been the kid that he's talking about, and I just want to basically tell him that have some empathy for him. Maybe he hasn't had the best of life like his daughter may have, and maybe that's why she does care for this kid.
All right. Thank you so much. We appreciate you calling in. So Tony has a 16-year-old daughter. Introduce this boyfriend, poorly mannered, smelled like pot, just didn't like the kid, but doesn't want to accidentally drive her closer to him. But when he looks at the kid, all he can think,
you're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche. You're a douche, you're a douche, you're a big fizzy douche.
But you're still a really, really handsome guy.
Thank you.
Nobody wants the douche song echoing in their head when they meet the daughter's boyfriend. What does he do? Hi, what you thinking?
It's about the whole, the dad doesn't like the boyfriend, right?
Yup.
Okay, well, I actually just got out of a relationship where my dad hated my boyfriend. And I just wanted to say that there's really nothing you can do about it, because the more he tries to get them to break up, the more she'll rebel and just lie to him about it. And so I feel like you just kind of have to let it happen. And if he's not a good guy, like it seems like the dad thinks so, it'll eventually just end. And the girlfriend will be heartbroken and whatnot will happen.
There we go. Appreciate you calling in this morning to the Playhouse. Maggie, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Did you or your identical twin sister in your high school days ever have a guy come along where your father was not a particular fan?
Oh, yeah.
And how did that go?
Well, I don't know. He never said anything.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he didn't try to step in and say, no, you can't date him, or he's not good for you, or anything like that. It was just, it played out. It didn't last long. He just kind of, he was patient with it.
Does some of this boil down to everybody is going to find that person that really is not right for them?
Mm-hmm.
But you have to kind of figure that out on your own. And if they raised her well, and they seem to think they did, and it would appear they have, she usually has pretty good judgment. She has a good head on her shoulders, and this will at some point occur to her, oh, this guy is not worth my time.
Well, and somebody pointed out, and it's a great little comment from the text club. They said, kids like to do what they're told not to do. That's how people discover their own self. And I think the thing we're seeing the most of, too, is just the idea that, you know what, you have to be that value person for them. Because somebody said, when I was a teenager, my dad wasn't in the picture, but my mom did a very good job teaching good moral values. I dated several shady guys in high school, but my mom's voice was always in the back of my mind telling me they were no good. Trust your parenting. If she's a good girl, she'll make the right choice. Make sure she knows she can talk to you and just be a dad.
Playhouse, hi.
Don't tell her that she can't see him. That's a big issue nowadays. Like, a lot of parents, you know, have been on their child's cases, and those children end up pregnant at 16, 17. because they just want to rebel because they don't want to listen to their parents. I think, yeah, if he's rude and smokes pot, then definitely she shouldn't be with him. But, you know, just observe as much as possible. And if something, you know, if red flags start showing up with her, then intervene.
All righty. No, I think we're kind of all on the same page here. So to sort of sum it up for you, Tony, it's not going to be easy. You're probably not going to enjoy it. But the general consensus is wait it out, man. Just wait it out.
Mm-hmm.
And if she has that head on her shoulders that you seem to think she does, she'll figure it out. Okay? Good luck to you. We're going to do Next to Me here in a couple of minutes. Also, your final song beatdown, Celebrity Sizzler. All of that's on the way.
Check it out.
The Morning Playhouse.
With Zero Rat and Maggie.
I'm excited.
Let's go.
Y94.